We have painter Nalini Malani now, and architect Avani Parekh after her. These two panelists will speak for 15 minutes each, and there'll be two questions after each presentation.
I've been working during the last 1.5 years on a series called The Mutants. Briefly, I would like to trace the trajectory of the mutants and how they have emerged from various sources. Some of the material, source material comes from my own practice and some from the practice of other artists and social scientists. I hope to give a visual rationale to my mutants, which may not look very logical at the outset, but is more associative and open-ended in terms of ideas. I would like to place this neon sign quite emblematically at the start of my presentation. The sign was made by me as part of the installation in the Midea Material Project, wherein I had collaborated with theatre person Alaknanda Samarth in 1993. The image signified the nexus between the first and the third worlds, the hands grabbing the intellectual property of the third world. This idea corresponded to the playwright Heiner Müller's concept of the nexus between Medea, the oriental princess of Colchis, who was also a renowned alchemist, and Jason, the Greek colonizer. These are some of the antecedents, the drawings that led up to the neon sign. The tableau that I shot on slide film for the section called Medea Spiel deals with Jason's seduction of Medea and the latter's lust for him, which then leads to her conniving with the colonizer to steal the treasure of her own land. For this, she has her father destroyed and her brother hacked to pieces. She weds Jason and escapes with him to his own country, Corinth. Here she is treated like a barbarian. It is many years later that she realizes that she has been seduced by an opportunist, for Jason is to wed once again. This time it is the young princess of Corinth. Her anger and vengeance drives her to destroy herself as a mother, and she kills her two sons. Müller, in an interview, once said that for him, in the context of Germany, Medea signified the Turkish guest worker. For us in India, this coupling is an allegory for the so-called free trade and globalization of our economy, signing the GATT agreement and willingly getting into a neo-colonial situation with multinational corporations, the IMF, the World Bank, that would lead to further depletion of our resources and hence further impoverishment of our people. The other source, which is important for me, is Pina Bausch's work that has in it repetitious gestures that create their own incantation, the vulnerable bisexuality, the insidious paranoia and guilt, and quite Kafkaesque at times. This image from Medea, from the Medea material video film, is for me a quotation of our Bombay landscape, Marine Drive. And Alak wanted to dress like Meena Kumari in this particular image. Tarkovsky's Stalker, his attraction to near death in the landscape of the zone, which is forbidden territory. It is preserved here in its pristine state as nature. Danger, fear, and death are implied in the structure of the soundtrack and the way the zone is shot. The zone holds the stalker in thrall. It changes him. It mesmerizes him. He is unaware of his self-destruction, even as he is seduced. All awareness of this is denied him. It resides in the woman, his wife. It is only she who knows his addiction to the addiction to the zone will destroy him. Their child already bears the mark of this damage. They called her animal. She is a special creature with supernatural powers on the one hand, but like legs that can no longer walk. Here I'd like to show some earlier antecedents to the mutants, the Medea robes. The alchemist robe as Princess of Colchis. Not in focus. Yeah, better? Yeah. This is the alchemist's robe as Princess of Colchis. The bridal gown, which then Medea smears with poison when she gives it to the new bride. The new bride, on wearing this vengeful aspect of the bridal gown, meets a violent death. The robes are painted like a second skin. These are reverse paintings on mylar or polyester film. They hang over bubble plastic. This bubble plastic, on the one hand, is the material used to wrap fragile goods for safe transport. But on the other hand, as waste material, it is damaging to the frail ecosystem of the planet. The other antecedents from my own work. Homeless at Loharchal. The Sufi and the Bhakt, both works on paper. And finally, a site-specific work, an ephemeral work called City of Desires, done directly on the wall in 1992 as a reaction and as a replication to the destruction of Jaipur frescoes on the facade of a gymnasium in Nathdwara. This was at the height of the Rath Yatra that was going through the country, and we were all very upset about that. To move on to a different tack, I want to cite an example from the book of Winnen Pereira's called Global Parasites. In the mid-1980s, an official US report revealed that the islanders of the Bikini Atoll in the Pacific Ocean had been deliberately exposed in order to further scientific knowledge of radiation on the human body. The high levels of radioactivity led to numerous health problems, including hundreds of jellyfish babies that were born to mothers on the island. These babies looked like blobs of jelly with no heads. They did not resemble human beings at all and died a few hours after birth. Their mothers were not shown their deformed bodies. It would be too inhumane. The US now plans to drop lethal chemical weapons on another island nearby called Johnson Atoll. The stain is a mark of menstruation, connoting the female body. The mutants emerge from stains made with fabric dye on milk carton paper. The idea of permanence and impermanence is inherent when I juxtapose the stained mark of the mutant next to an imprint of the female body on the wall. The wall support is the receptacle that receives the imprint. The woman's body on the wall is the site that records history, ecological devastation, gender biases. The body site has erasure and death as its implicit text. There is an incantatory ritual in the manufacture of the body and in the destroying of it. This connects to much of woman's work, which is impermanent and transitory. No trace remains except in memory. The body site is wiped clean, and I move on to the next wall with my mutants whom I wish to protect. The milk carton paper may or may not provide the nurturing. They are vulnerable to the vicissitudes of politics, economics, and radioactive fallouts. Thank you.